Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. The phone number here is 646-778-3729, 646-778-3729. We'd like to take your calls in a few moments on slaughterhouses. Do you have one in your neighborhood? How do you feel about slaughterhouses in New York City? Have you ever patronized one? Does it come to a surprise to you that they even exist? 646-778-3729. We look now at another type. A slaughterhouse. Call it the slow food variety. Craig Haney is the livestock manager at the Stone Barn Center for Food and Agriculture in Pocantico Hills in Westchester County, where they grow food and livestock for Blue Hill Restaurant in New York. You can see a picture of his farm in our slideshow at WNYC.org. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning.
So it's so tempting to just throw the dishes out the window and do a riff on Green Acres and the city slaughterhouse versus the country slaughterhouse. Given that I'm talking to you, Mr. Haney, you must be tired of these jokes. So tell us a little bit about the farm and why you decided to add a slaughterhouse to the mix.
The farm is about 20, we have about 23 acres of pasture, and we use about 10 acres of woods as well. Raise a variety of animals, moving sheep and swine, laying chickens, meat chickens, geese, honeybees. All those animals, minus the bees, are moved around our pastures, so we're able to raise the animals in a way that's actually good for the animals, as well as being really beneficial for the environment. And so when we started raising, like this year, for example, we'll raise close to 5,000 meat chickens, a little shy of 700 turkeys, 150 geese. And when you start approaching those kinds of numbers and we can raise. We're livestock farmers. We raise livestock, but part of being a livestock, and before they're going to become meat, they need to be harvested in some manner. And when we started approaching those numbers, we started looking at all. There's actually many, many reasons that we wanted to move forward with it. Everything from being better for the animals. You know, sitting here in the office in the processing facility, I can see the poultry. Many of the poultry that we'll be harvesting in the next few weeks. So they aren't enduring long truck rides anywhere. They're being harvested by those of us that have raised them, so we're very invested in doing things properly and that they have a good end as well as a good life. The intimacy that we get while processing the animals, it's sort of a scorecard for us on a weekly basis. We know when we've been doing well, and we know we're given scorecards about how we need to improve many times.
Now, what are your thoughts about, we were just talking about a slaughterhouse that is attempting to move in Queens, and there are obviously in New York, it's a big population center. There are people who want to buy freshly slaughtered meat. On the other hand, you're having to transport the animals into the city. What do you think about that kind of slaughterhouse?
I've been in a few of the live poultry markets. There's many things about them that I would want to change, but there's many things about our industrial food system that I would want to change as well. And I understand that the way that we're raising animals and harvesting animals, I've been doing this for 10 years now, and it's quickly gaining traction. But we're not gonna, we can't realistically expect everybody in the country to buy animals that are harvested, raised and harvested in this manner. So I think they fill a valuable niche for the time being. But ultimately, I would like to see many of those things change.
Now, this is what you're doing is a far cry from the, say, slaughterhouse district of Chicago from the turn of the last century, where all kinds of animals were sort of brought in and slaughtered, and the whole thing was mechanized, and hence the term cattle car when the animals were shipped in from the ranches in the West. Are you hoping to create a social movement, or are you just sort of trying to do things differently in your corner of the world?
Maybe it's a yes to both. Because I'm one of four people that are primarily responsible for the animals here. The more I've been doing it, the more I want to take better care of them. So just from a personal standpoint, I want to do right by the animals. But then I also I was very excited to be part of Stone Barn Center. I came down from upstate New York because I feel like I want to help encourage this sort of agriculture, but I also feel like I'm out. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do this if there weren't a support. So it's sort of a push and pull. I mean, we're part of a growing movement, but we also want to be big proponents and keeping the snowball rolling forward.
Do you ever feel frustrated with people who are happy to eat meat but don't want to know how it gets to their plate?
Quietly frustrated, yes, because it seems like I feel like a lot of things would change in my estimation for the better if we all did sort of look at it in the face and sort of took responsibility for, you know, and I sort of feel like there's the industry, wants to, you know, they don't necessarily want, we're a facility that's open to the public really all, you know, all days of the week, and that's not necessarily the way the industry wants it. It's difficult to get into many of the facilities that are raising most of our food, and I think that's a shame.
I'm going to take a couple of calls, and we're talking with Craig Haney. We have so much more this hour. I'm going to go to Laura from Brooklyn. Hi, Laura. You're on the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC.
Hi, Andrea. I just wanted to say that I do live on a block with a slaughterhouse in Brooklyn, near Columbia Street, and it's pretty much hell on earth. It's absolutely a horrible thing to live next to and to walk past every day. The smell, the suffering of the animals, to watch that happen. They're all in battery cages, and it's just absolutely awful.
Craig Haney, how about your slaughterhouse? Is it smell free? Is it humane?
Yeah, it's humane, and it is smell free. I mean, there's some odors while we're actually killing in the facility, but if you were to walk within a few feet of the outside, you wouldn't know what was going on the inside, quite honestly. And then we're really excited. All the offal, the entrails from the animals, are actually composted through a forced air composting system on site. And even that, you wouldn't know that there's entrails of hundreds of chickens being composted in there every week.
Let's take another caller, Jim from the South Bronx. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, I actually grew up in southeastern Queens, not far from Farmers Boulevard, so I know the neighborhood really well. I've been in the South Bronx, though, for over a dozen years, and we have any number of what we call viveros in the neighborhood, where basically small animals like rabbits, chickens, ducks, etc., are slaughtered. And so I'm wondering, is this partly a cultural thing? As you said yourself, Americans really do want to be sanitized from realities of how meat winds on their plate. Here, in this mostly Latino area, people accept the realities of it. So, I mean, if that was going on, they just want to sanitize the community in which, the realities of livestock slaughter is just not what they're confronted with.
How about that, Craig Haney? Is this cultural?
Yeah, I think so. I think some of it is cultural, yeah.
Thank you so much, Craig Haney, for joining us. Craig Haney is the livestock manager at the Stone Barn Center for Food and Agriculture in Pocantico Hills in Westchester. You can see a picture of him and his farm on the webpage at the Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org. And we will be back with more talk of food right after this.